Some panko breadcrumbs, a little salt and pepper. I'd eat your nuts.
Probably better fried.
Scrumptious.
Welcome back to Scratched. Let me get right to what's on the menu for this week's episode by giving you a few hot phrases from the episode. 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles, touching sad fries, how to eat corn on the cob, scary movies and fears, Glades people and their hats, and Rocky Mountain oysters. Yes, it's a smorgasbord of delicious topics once again, and highly disturbing as usual. Don't forget you can also check out more about this episode or any of our past episodes, or stay in touch with the cast of Scratch by visiting scratchedpodcast.com. While you're there, you can also pick up one of our new potato shirts designed by Wartooth Designs and help support the show. But for now, let's start up episode 207 of Scratched.
So, do you guys like to nap?
So, do you guys know how to swim?
So are you like a side sleeper or a stomach sleeper?
I do both.
Why is napping so much? Why is it so awesome the older you get?
I've always liked napping.
I hated napping when I was little.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you hate it. It's a punishment.
Yeah, I know my oldest, there's no way. It's like we have downtime now. You don't have to sleep, but you're not getting up. You are going to sit on the bed or figure out something to do. But you are now confined to this area. That is it. That's all you get for sure.
Why don't you just let him run himself out, or does he get too cranky?
Well, I mean, if we're all trying to have nap time, which is very rare, so I've got to keep him confined, because if no one's watching him, who knows? I went outside to get my gun, my Nerf gun that I left out in the yard. Oh, yeah? You need to put shoes on? No, I didn't think I needed to. You didn't think you needed to in 6 inches of snow? You were just going to run out there quick, go grab your gun, come back in, not wipe yourself off, walk through the house? You got to keep him confined to the bed.
Just tie him down.
You guys are so good, Morning America, with your topics. Sleeping.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room then. Have you ever seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle porn?
Oh, no.
Oh, I looked it up on IMDb. It's a 31-minute feature film.
Yeah.
A little synopsis, which I probably don't want to repeat here.
We could just go over the names of the characters.
Yeah, go ahead.
The YouTube trailer, and because it's YouTube, it's pretty safe to look at pretty much everywhere. It's very heavy in innuendo. And the comedy... Oh man, just the comedy. But yeah, does anyone have that information available?
I remember Casey Bones.
Wasn't it Donatello?
Donatello. I remember that one that broke me when I saw Donatello. I lost it.
Raphalus. Oh. I know the nemesis was Spreader.
Oh, Master Sphincter.
It's 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles, by the way.
I don't remember the other two turtles' names.
I'm sure they were awful.
They were there.
When you mentioned it, I thought for sure it was just the parody 2-minute YouTube video, and that was it. Until I searched it and found it on IMDb.
Oh my, it's a crazy world.
But who takes that much time to build 4 10-inch Mutant Ninja costumes with removable appendages? So who takes that much time? And like, who takes that job? Is that guy's job? He's like, I couldn't make it in the costuming business, so now I make costume porn. I make porn costumes.
I don't know. I thought they were just regular Ninja Turtle costumes, and they just gave them all removable ninja swords.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
The trailer's great though. All the innuendos that are like super corny.
Yeah, we've located the end of the internet, or at least real close. Real close.
Yeah. How did you guys come across this, and I mean, can we have context of how it was?
I found it on Reddit or Imgur, one of the two, and I sent it to Bales telling him he made his costume wrong.
To which I was like, no, I started typing. No, see, I went with the Nickelodeon versions because their feet and their hands were easier to make. And then I looked at the picture a little closer and noticed that they had the, you know, the kickstand. And I was like, oh, now I see where this joke's going.
Is it an honest to goodness serious thing? Or it's like a joke thing?
It's very, both.
So it's like a full on production?
You know, yes. The porn industry, Eloy.
These guys weren't joking around.
They have other such classics as Edward Penis Hands.
Oh, this isn't their first rodeo.
No.
No.
I like the intro to it, though. It's all serious. And then the ooze spilled on them or something like
that. A scientist was getting frisky.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. Think about what the first person he told. He'd be like, listen, dude, here's what I'm thinking. Porno. We're like, all right. But wait, Ninja Turtle porno. All right, man. Yeah. Guy number two is actually the guilty party here for this happening. Not being like, you're an idiot. Go back into your basement.
Here's a blank check. We need to make this happen.
Let's do this now. Here's all the monies.
You've just crushed the dreams and hopes of many, you know, kids across the world as can be. Donatello. And what was Raphael?
I think it was Raphalus.
Oh, man.
Right, Donatello. It was Donatello.
And Michelangelo.
I don't know. Now I need to go. Now someone needs to go look this up because we got to know what the other two
I'm
are.
I'm not putting it on my computer, man.
In the 1980s, for those of you guys that don't know out there, there was a cartoon called The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know how popular they are right now, but are they?
Yeah, they made popular? Like two feature films in the last few years.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Big comeback.
They had another cartoon series on Nickelodeon for a while.
You know what was bad? The Vanilla Ice one from the 80s or 1990 or
you
whatever.
Take that back. That was a wonderful movie. You take that back.
Vanilla Ice was in it?
Yeah, the second one. Yeah. The Secret of the Ooze. Was that the second one?
The Ninja Rap?
Yeah, the Ninja Rap. Go Ninja Go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got it. It's Michelangelo and Leonardo.
Oh, so Michelangelo?
Yeah. Donatello is the winner, definitely.
Oh, man. And they wrote Donatello down on a piece of paper, and they handed that piece of paper to somebody in the company that made more money than they did and outranked them. And that person read it. And they said yes. They were like, that's a great idea, Donatello. These guys are geniuses.
But let's keep the girl's name at just April O'Neil.
Yeah.
Wait, they didn't think that their fans would have been able to follow it if they would have gotten too far from the plot.
Their fans?
You know, that's the problem with society. We're just going on a steep decline. Where are the days of you know, innocent, like, I don't know, Laverne and Shirley and Dukes of Hazzard?
This world could use a firm but fair ruler, don't you think?
If I had a real complaint about where I live, like, not to be a fat guy, but my number one complaint would be I wish we had some better food.
Oh, you could hear you have.
Yeah, there's not like ethnic diversity in the way of, well, there's not ethnic diversity really, even in the way of people almost, but like as far as like different ethnic food.
Cheesesteak. Hello.
Yeah, come on, man. Like everywhere you go, there's pizza and there's Chinese food, and that's it. Like there's no like that's at the pizzeria.
Yeah, but here's the thing that you find here that you probably don't find where you guys are at. No matter what, and this is like a small example of a greater problem. Anywhere you go and you order fries, 8 out of 10 times, you're gonna get crappy fries, meaning they're not freaking. Like, you want your fries, you know, hot, right? Well, no. Here, it's freaking, they're lukewarm to cold. This is not 100% of the time, but people don't, the service, people expect you to drop your money for the crap that they dish out, you know.
I like my fries double fried and crunchy.
Yeah, I agree though. Everywhere I go anymore, it's very rare that it's like, oh, that was good. And I'd go back there. Usually it's like, well, screw these people. It's not like a place to cross off the list because they don't have their act together.
Dude, society is...
It's a shame to say it, but it's like, how are you operating a restaurant right now? It's just, there's a lot of that right now, especially, I don't know if it's just in my town, but the state of affairs of the food...
It's horrible. I'm just
it's horrible. Thank God I can cook.
Fries, dude. All I'm saying is just cook the fries hot. What's the problem?
Yeah, that's all he's saying. This
what's
is
the complication. Is... Just fry the fries. Add a little bit of salt. Just fry them. Fry them. Don't be afraid to fry the fries and have them hot for the customer. Not freaking cold. Not soggy. Not. You could tell when fries have been sitting there for freaking like in that little trough that they have. You know, in those
fry the fries.
Are we talking fast food fries? Are we talking hand-cut, frozen? What are you talking about here?
Dude, here's the problem. The other night, Mark Saunders was here in town, and he invited Javi and I to, the three of us, to go to eat at a barbecue joint. And a freaking barbecue joint, you know, you'd expect the fries to be freaking hot. And they were sad fries, dude. You know when sad when fries, you know that they're sad? Like you touch them and you're like, oh, this doesn't feel, dude. I don't know how long they were sitting on the freaking, you know, in the like basket.
I feel like every restaurant you go to, you heavily inspect the fries and then base your decision on that restaurant on those fries.
I wouldn't expect fries at a barbecue joint.
Yeah, you didn't get baked potato,
greens,
coleslaw,
beans, fried pickles.
You get a half a rack of ribs. You can pick between fries or mashed potatoes. They get you your corn, which you guys, you know, that's like a staple.
How do you eat your corn? Are you a typewriter guy, or do you go around the circumference, or do you just dig in and eat it the long way?
Wow. My goodness.
You can tell a lot about a person by the way they eat their corn.
Yeah. Apparently, this is a thing. I don't. Okay,
so can you?
I'm
from Iowa, so these are questions.
Okay. Well, we're not. So the corn here, we're not a corn heavy, town. So you know, I've never paid much attention, but I guess that the other night when we had that cob, I guess I was typewriter.
Nice.
He's like the interpreter.
Yeah, you are. That's what you should have done. Yeah, you are. You're a typewriter, aren't you?
Left to right or right to left?
You're starting the center. Dirty typewriter, you.
Boy, you're Midwest.
Bales walking around with ears of corn, being like, "Can you eat this before we do this?"
Isn't taking notes. It's like the Iowa Rorschach test.
Bales is like interpreting like how people interpret dreams.
Dad, I met this girl. Oh yeah, what's she like? Well, I don't know. She seems all right, but she goes around. Really? Yeah, you don't want to mess around with that, son. I would say you wouldn't lose that phone number. Okay, Dad.
Some people read tea leaves and I read corn cobs.
read the cobs.
He's the cob whisperer.
Sound like Eli was a cob whisperer.
So, do you guys have that one scary movie or one horror flick that kind of like does it for you, kind of creeps you out?
Yes.
Or did in the past, maybe?
Yeah, when I was a kid, Jaws and Children of the Corn, I saw really young.
You consider Jaws a horror flick?
When I was young.
Yeah. Dude, but you're so far away from the ocean.
Also, my answer is Jaws, and Jaws is my answer for just about every movie. What's your favorite movie? What's your favorite scary movie? What's your favorite funny movie? It's Jaws.
But wait a second.
Jaws.
Hold on. So listen, I understand Children of the Corn because you live in that area, or you lived in that area, I'm confused. But did you live or you live? Is there corn close by?
To me now?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so you lived in that area. So my question is, you know, that's an obvious thing. Of course, you've got cornfields and it's a scary ass thing. But how the heck would you be afraid of, like, you know, the shark thing? Because you're totally at that. Well, it's scary, but as a kid, but you have no water like that for sharks, so you're safe. Did that not register as a kid, or what was it about it?
It's a good question.
Cornfield sharks.
Yeah, cornfield sharks, salsa sharks.
And are cornfields scary?
Land shark.
I don't know. I remember being younger, and if like a baseball or something went out in the cornfield far enough, you're just kind of like, meh, we'll just get another one.
You don't remember those horror movies where the scarecrow would come alive and murder people?
Yes. Yeah. Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, that hadn't come out yet, but yeah, it's
that one's good.
Freaky. You can get, if the corn's above your head, you lose your bearings, and there could be corn snakes out there and some stuff you don't really want to run into.
Will corn kill you?
I don't think they're venomous, but
I probably got in the ocean once every year.
Yeah, and it's not scary, right?
No, I hate it. Not scary, it's just not my favorite thing to do. Mr. Quint has something to do with that, I'm sure.
Mr. Who?
You were scared of the Quint. I was scared of the shark.
I was scared of everything in that movie. Everything kind of threw me off.
Who's Mr. Clit?
Mr. Quint.
Oh.
Mr. What? You need to get your mind out of the gutter, sir.
No, I heard you say Mr. Clit.
How many times are you going to repeat it?
Settle down, Donatello.
Yeah.
See, now I have to leave the whole Donatello thing in the front, so now when you reference it, it all makes sense.
No,
you just bleeped that out, too.
I don't know, dude. That was a good one, Mr. Clint. Oh, you're doing editing decisions in mid thing.
No, it's all staying.
This moment of housekeeping brought to you by Maids.com.
You guys both say Jaws was the movie.
They never showed the shark. They did that cool shot where it was like the first time you saw half of the water. So it was like just enough that your head was like almost out of the water. It's like, oh, my head's almost out.
So like what's your fear? Do you have that like one fear in life, or is it now sharks?
One fear.
Yeah, like I think everybody has that one.
Tell us your fear, Doc. Come on.
I don't like sharks and I don't like venomous snakes.
Tell us your fear.
I do not like butterflies.
Jeez.
No, I want to know Doc's honest to goodness fears.
You know, I don't like working on gas.
What?
Utility gas, you get around people lighting pilots and stuff.
Oh, I see.
That makes me skittish, and I'm an electrician, so like people think it's all right, and you're just like, oh yeah, it's all right, just go ahead in there and light the pilot. I was like, how about you come on in here and light the pilot? I don't know what I'm doing. That makes me pretty skittish sometimes. Yeah. I think it's more of a ignorance thing. Maybe if I had been taught to kind of do it properly. I mean, I can like the pilot on my water heater, that's fine. But some of the bigger stuff like that, I have questions.
As a kid, though.
As a kid? What was I afraid of? I was brought up Italian and Catholic. I was afraid of everything.
Were you afraid of the dark?
Yeah, afraid of my shadow. I was afraid of everything. I was afraid of getting whooped.
So every freaking movie, whatever they're afraid of, you would grab on.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. Very empathetic.
Okay,
as a kid.
Yeah. Willy Wonka must have been terrifying for you.
I don't think I saw that until I was older.
Well, wait a second. Yes or no? Were you afraid of the dark?
Not that I can remember. As like you know, into like an older age.
Did you have a nightlight?
How about the closet being open a little bit at night?
No, no closet.
Oh man, my bedroom was in the basement.
Oh, that sucks.
It was a finished basement.
Oh, okay.
But in my bedroom. Oh, okay. But it was just like
you're like held up in a boiler room.
That's what I was thinking.
It was like utility carpet and just paneling, furring strips glued to the cinder blocks and then paneling put up. So cool. It was finished. But
okay,
my room was in the front of the house where the front steps were. So there was like this cubby hole underneath the front porch, and that was in my bedroom. So that kind of freaked me out. It had this like accordion shower curtain door. So I was like, I was always keeping my eye on it.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom didn't take no mess like that. She would have, if I would have been like, oh, mom, there's something in the closet. She would have been like, whatever's in the closet doesn't want any of me. Now everyone's going to go to sleep. And that was it. She laid it down. There was none of that.
Wait, but was that satisfying enough to you?
No, but what was I going to do? Argue with her?
So you would be in terror sleeping.
I'd be more scared of my mom than whatever was in the closet. Right. I think that was her method.
The monster comes out of the closet and be like, dude, you don't want to deal with my mom.
Whatever, man. I'll be like, hey, if you want to go try it out, let me know if you get her.
Have you guys ever, this is a question for all of you, have you ever, in the past as a kid, you're walking around doing your stuff, this and that, and you have a sense of something's right behind you and you turn around. Just a feeling of something's right there and you turn around. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, kind of like a sixth sense or something.
Yeah.
I'd say so. Nothing was ever there.
Nothing's ever there. Is it disappointing or relieving that that nothing's there?
And how about you, Doc?
I feel like that all the time. It's never anything. I'm kind of naturally skittish.
But you know, you're working on something, and let's say you're watching a scary movie, right? And maybe in the dark, and you're just watching, and you're totally into it, and the screens of the stereo are so cool. And so, like, you know, stereo, and you start, like, getting a little, and you look a little bit back, oh, okay, yeah, I'm still sitting here, I'm not in the movie, yeah, we'll keep watching. You've never had that feeling?
My problem is I'll get into a project, and I'll kind of zone out on everything else, and then when I come to, someone will be standing there talking to me, and they'll have been talking to me for 5 minutes, and they'll be like, hey, Jared, yo, hey, I'll be like, what do you want, man? They'll be like, you didn't hear me? I'm like, no.
Has somebody ever come up to you? All you guys, you're doing something and they come up nonchalant, they come up and say, hey Doc, and you don't expect it, you go, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah, that happens to me all the time. I told you, for whatever reason, I'm kind of naturally jumpy like that.
Come on, bitters.
Very impressionable and skittish. I'm learning so much about you, Doc.
Well, it's true. I don't know.
Somebody walking up to me and like, I'm zoned out, is that what you mean?
Yeah, like let's say you're doing something and somebody comes, maybe it could be your wife, it could be your kids, and they come, hey dad, or hey hun, and you're focused on whatever, and that just moment of breaking you out of a thing you didn't expect, and you go, whoa, and you jump.
And yeah, I get a bad habit of that when I'm out in the shop, and if I'm concentrating on something and Amy or one of the boys will pop the door open or something, it just scares the crap out of me.
It only happens to me in the shop because I wear the headphones.
Oh, that's the worst.
So I don't hear people behind me. And yeah, I get a little irritated because I have tools running. It's like, that's not a good place to startle someone.
Do you ever get to tap on the shoulder when you have the headphones on?
No. A couple times, the warden was over here and she tried to mitigate the jumpiness by she thought she'd be clever and flick the lights. Which was even more distracting because I was trying to run the table saw and I was like, holy shit, the lights are flickering.
That's good.
So now it's like, just text me because the headphones are Bluetooth. So I'll hear the bing, you know?
That's great. So flicking the lights, that's like, I wish you would have recorded that and told that story.
Yeah, now that you mentioned that, that does happen a lot on a job site I've been on where you've got your earplugs in. And, you know, your safety glasses are on and then you got your helmet, your hard hat on as well. And you kind of lose some like spatial awareness when you have all your PPE on like that. So when that happens, people sneak up on you or someone will be right behind you or you'll turn around and be like, oh, it's my boss. He's been watching me for a while.
Hey. Well, hopefully you were in the zone working.
Well, I'm always working.
Speaking of PPE there, Eloy, what's up with that Paul Hogan hat in the background?
That's an actual Everglades hat. Those are for Everglades people. It's got a band of
Everglades people. Is that what you call yourself?
To provide an ID.
Yeah, not you can pay big money for those hats and get them, but they're not given out easily.
What?
Or you can work on a gator farm and
it's got the scoots of an alligator for the band.
What? What's a scoot?
The scoots are the back plate that the alligators have with bumps on them.
Oh, okay.
And it's got alligator teeth pocketed all along the edges of it. And it's meant for wrestling.
You're telling me I can't drive down to Key West and on my way stop at a gas station for some barbecue, fries, a gator head, and one of those hats.
Cold fries, though, cold. Unfortunately. Don't want to be disappointed in the fries.
You can get a Mickey Mouse one.
Oh. Come on.
You could get a Mickey Mouse one. You can't get that style.
You're telling me I had to provide an ID and be on the 2018 Sweetwater census to get one of those hats?
You have to have worked in the Everglades. And
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, dude.
I'm going to Amazon right now.
P.S. For what it's worth, the mouse's fries are always hot.
They don't. I mean, because they're made with real mouse.
Probably.
And by the way, you're not going to find that on Amazon. You have to have worked there for at least 8 years in the Everglades. And those are branded on the inside. Yeah, you can ask Tony Rouleau to make a brand of it. Of the insignia from the Everglades and stamp your own and get your own alligator teeth and do the whole thing, but you're not having the honor of standing in front of the Everglades people at night. They line the streets with torches, and they bring kegs, and you walk down that path, and they hand you the hat.
This seems highly made up.
Yeah, I want to know what Everglades people are.
I would have gone. Wait, hold on. Bullshit.
Yeah. You're making this sound somewhere between getting the gold watch after 50 years and crossing over from being a Weeblo into a Boy Scout.
It sounds like the end of Star Wars there, where I was standing there and Chewbacca was next to me and we got our medals.
No,
and they gave me my hat.
They didn't give Chewie a medal, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I thought he got screwed.
And then he went,
Argh. Or no, he didn't
All
get
I was picturing
the last word.
All I was picturing was a scene out of Survivor or something when they put out the torches or something.
Do you think that's where I got it from? Like, maybe.
There was a tribal ceremony.
Yeah.
You got the thing at Walmart, didn't you?
No, that's actually from the Everglades, to be honest.
Shit.
He found that in a pile of, he found that in a box at Javi's house.
I know it sounds fantastical to you guys, but there is a place where I live that has a vast ocean of 6 foot water covered with grass and islands called the Everglades. There are animals and creatures that are reptiles, such as alligators and crocodiles. And yes, I do have proof that I drove airboats out there. And yes, this hat is from the Everglades.
it appeared in the middle of a lake, like King Arthur's sword. Eloy pulled it from the reeds,
and he did reacheth into the glade, and pulleth out said hat, and it was good.
Seth Caliber.
That would be awesome, though. I like that idea.
I just have a problem with the fact that people from the Everglades don't have a name. They're not Evergladians or Everglidites or something. Everglade people, that's what they go by.
Gladesmen.
Gladesmen?
Yeah.
Is that really what they do?
Yeah. There's, dude.
Okay,
dude,
There's
a history. No, dude, there's a freaking long history of that. Since freaking pioneers and explorers, yeah, dude.
Well, where was this before when you were talking about where you were from? We just got the 70s sparkle cocaine story. Well, let's hear about the Gladesmen.
Those are people that live out in the middle of nowhere because they can't deal with what you call the city and all that. And
were their last names Escajedo? I think we may have figured this out.
Well, the problem is, yeah, but the problem is that out there, dude, it's pretty, it's great, but let's not get into that. I'll just tell you this. The people out there live out in the middle, secluded, out in the middle of nowhere, and they have to travel quite a while to get to a freaking gas station to buy whatever, Dr. Pibb or beer or Red Bull or whatever, cigarettes or whatever.
Same issue with the Netflix too then for you.
Mr. Pepper.
You know, you bring up this Dr. Pibb again, or it takes me back to that picture I sent you guys a couple weeks ago. So now I'm on a mission, and every time I go into some dinky store, I want to see what their off brand of Mountain Dew with Dr. Pepper is.
Okay. It's on.
Because Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper. So I know Walmart has Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
Mountain Lightning, where I am from.
Where's Mountain? There's a Mountain Mist somewhere.
And then what was the picture I sent you guys from up here? It was Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob.
I forget what the Mountain Dew was.
Oh, Kroger around here is Dr. K, or I think Dr. K and Mountain.
We need pictures. We got to start like a string on the page, because Kroger, Food Lion. I wonder what Publix has. Next time you're there, Eloy, let us know what Publix has. But hey, these gladiators or eaglads or whatever the hell they are.
Gladiators.
Are they like the Swamp Men, that TV show? Or is that all fiction? Those guys on their boats tagging their gators and popping them with one-shot revolvers in the top of the head?
It used to be that people would hunt them. There's a hunting season, but they're protected species. So they farm the gators. But there are guys, I have friends that for a living, they go and when people out there or even in the city and the surrounding areas have an issue where a gator's trying to get in or has gotten into a pool or whatever, they'll be called and they go out there and round them up and take them away.
Turtle Man?
There's a lot of people and they're pretty, like, it's like the maker community. So you have people that they know each other and this and that, but maybe the majority of Miami people don't know. But snakes and back in the day, they used to catch, they'd go frog gigging and they'd trap frogs and they'd sell them frog legs and whatnot. And the gators are a valuable, you know, item to for selling, you know, trading and selling. So you've got the tail, which is all that meat, is good meat for cooking and eating and whatnot, and trinkets, and they make wallets and hats. And so there is a whole thing out there, but the federal government has come in and they're trying to control everything. And I guess they've sort of succeeded or succeeding. But there's also Indian tribes that have reservation land out there too. So it's a whole world of its own, but it's way more country-like. But mixed with swamp, if that makes any sense. There's not a lot of land. So you have little inlets along a very long, solitary road. There's a few roads, and they branch out into this swampy area. It's not really swampy, but for the sake of the conversation, but it's covered with water. It's just slow moving water, but it's not categorized as a swamp. You go in, and there's little places to stop, and just in the middle of nowhere. So yeah, there's a whole culture out there.
So, but there's not tons of swamp men running around tagging all these gators like they portray on TV?
No, it used to be there. Well, it's such a big area too, but if you have a friend, so I'll give you an example. After work driving airboats, we'd hang out and drink some beers and just hang out and stuff and sunsetting. And then somebody'd come up, hey, man, I'm going to go out on my airboat and we're just going to drive around. It's getting dark, but they'd have these lights that they'd connect to the batteries of the boat. And we'd go out in the middle of nowhere. We'd hang out and stuff, and shenanigans ensued. And so it's sort of that kind of lifestyle, you know. Or on the flip side, you'll hang out in a trailer, you know, all evening long. Or outside right in front, little campfire, drinking beers and talking and all that, you know. So it's kind of like typical country, you know, woods camping type feel out there. You shouldn't have started with turtle porn, though, because that's such
an... Well, he can rearrange it.
Well, no, the thing... Well, yeah, but no, but it's like, what do you do, like, where do you go from turtle porn? It's true.
We went to talking about bad French fries.
I mean, yeah, even the French fries taste bad now. Everything after a turtle, it all tastes bad. You know, once you've done the turtle thing, everything else is like...
I was looking into that paleo diet because that's kind of what me and Amy are doing. Not super strict. I don't know how strict you're doing it, Bales.
This is the whole 30.
The whole 30. It's close to what we're doing. I'm not following it like super strict because I don't want to go out and, you know, hang myself. But
no grain, no corn, no cheese, no alcohol.
Right.
It's the beer that's been killing me. So
yeah. I had a point. Oh, the one article I was reading, because, you know, I want to do some research on it, said, you know, talking about how you kind of eat like the cavemen did or whatever, basically anything that was... that if it's boxed or processed or something, you don't eat it.
Yeah.
And it said something about, you know, our ancestors were hunter gatherers and they didn't have heart disease and this and that. And I was thinking, yeah, they didn't have all those things, but what about all the things they did have that we don't have, like freaking dysentery and
scurvy.
Right.
They just lived till what, 30s, and then they were dead.
But they were healthy until the age of 30.
They were healthy Gladsteins or whatever the hell they are down in Florida.
Gladsteins.
Gladsteins.
The Jewish swamp folk.
The Gladsteins.
Yeah, well, you'd be in pretty good shape if you chased down or hunted a deer with your bare hands. By the time you got to eating it, you didn't have to worry about heart disease.
Yeah, and you're only eating it every few days.
Yeah. You're good.
Yeah, I could tell you one thing. One thing I know, I did eat gator while I was out there. Which incidentally, it's not like, I mean, that's all there was. So you'd eat gator, but I never did eat frog legs because I just find it. There's something about frog and those little hopping legs that I just can't.
Oh, they're really good, dude.
Yeah, pretty tasty.
Tastes like chicken.
I can't. You know,
a little bit gamier.
Oh my goodness, I don't know, dude. And but, frankly,
very good. Gator, very good prepared buffalo wing style.
What part of the gator do you eat, and how's it cooked?
Well, it's the tail.
Mostly the tail, really?
Yeah, because that's where all the meat. You know how they're very powerful tails, so there's lots of muscle, you know, tissue. I mean, it's all meat, right? Very powerful tails, by the way. So what we do is we sort of tenderize them and bread them and fry like tidbit style, you know, like little
nuggets.
Little nuggets, but we try to flatten them as much because some of the meat can be pretty rough. But there's tender pieces that just break off. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, the traditional stuff is pretty damn good, dude. I don't get what people trying to do exotic stuff, but that's what it is. So
have you guys ever, go ahead.
They don't have meat, like meat in their back legs or any of the belly meat. There's no like gator breasts.
No, they have, people eat it's from the tail. That's usually what's, you know.
Usually you see those prepared. The chest cavity is stuffed.
With what?
Other stuff. The second most expensive meat.
Have you guys ever been to one of those wild game feeds?
No, like the Nordic Lodge type thing?
I'm not sure what that is, but
where you eat human beings and stuff.
No, the Nordic Lodge is, I don't remember where it is, but it's kind of like an all-you-can-eat Viking feast.
Yeah, kind of. It's almost like a carry-in dinner, like where a lot of hunters and fishermen from around the area bring in stuff, and then they bring in some exotic stuff from farther, you know, farther out. But I've eaten some pretty unique stuff at those, and they're surprisingly good. I know we had, the one year we went, we had snake, which was surprisingly good. And like elk, and they'll bring moose in and stuff like that. But I actually, the second to the last one we went to, I actually got a chance to try Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, God.
Not as bad as you would think.
No, well, I think it's mostly mental.
Yeah.
Well, gotta cut them real high.
What's a Rocky Mountain oyster? Is it an oyster?
Bull testicles, dude.
Bull balls.
What is it?
Bull nuts.
You ate bull nuts?
I didn't eat a whole bull nut.
Put it in his mouth like chewing tobacco. He had it in his cheek like he was like storing it for the winter, like an acorn. A
jawbreaker.
Yep.
You ate the bull's, and how did it taste, dude?
Just like any wild game meat, really.
Oh, man. But it was it sort of like I mean, I know it's a thing. I know it's a thing. But you said screw it. I'm gonna eat this bull's nuts.
Yeah, I try everything while you're there. We ate beaver.
but dude. So the beaver. Well, that's pretty crazy, dude. But
muskrat, all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, but let's go back to the bull's nuts.
Why not?
Yeah, because I've heard this as being a thing, you know, where people eat that. Is it a common dish?
Not around here, it's not.
I don't believe you.
No, we don't. I mean, it's not on the menu at McDonald's, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I hope not, for goodness sakes. No, but so I'm pretty shocked about that. So you just said, screw it, we're going to eat these nuts?
So you wouldn't do it if you were at a dinner like this? And
no, I don't want to eat No, oh, at a dinner like that, but can't you, do you have to eat everything there?
You don't have to.
Well, yeah, I would skip the nuts.
No, the hardest part is getting your friends to hold the bowl steady.
Okay, here's the thing.
Is that a rubber boot situation?
No, dude, you know, no, I look, I totally get it. I'm just
rubber gloves.
There's something about eating nuts that's not appetizing.
So it's cooking.
This is the one.
This is it. Bull balls. This is for me.
My mother tells me stories when they were younger. It was a family of four children, right? And they didn't have a lot of money, so they'd go, the local farmers would save the buckets of the
nuts,
pig testicles.
Damn.
So they would eat pig testicles and squirrel and turtle.
But the squirrels had to be like little pellets.
Nuts, they wouldn't eat the squirrels' nuts. They'd eat them.
The appetizer.
Little, like little peas.
Popping them like Tic Tacs.
Dude, I mean, can't they, look, I don't understand what's wrong with these people. Can't they just eat the damn creature and leave the nuts to the side? I mean, you don't eat the beak, right? Leave the beak alone and freaking claws. Just avoid the nuts.
Yeah.
But there's meat in them thar nuts.
Yeah. Endless nut buffet.
Yeah, what are you, Rockefeller? You gotta eat the nuts.
Now, when you say that guys would bring game in, mm-hmm. do you mean the hunters were selling game to the restaurant, or it was like a bring your own beast type thing?
This was at like a VFW or American Legion.
Oh.
It was like a local hunters club or whatever would put it on, and then they would bring all the exotic stuff would be brought in from out, you know, not local, obviously.
I don't want to beat a dead horse with his own nuts, but I just want to ask one more question about that. What did it taste like?
It's just like a, have you ever eaten like game?
No, I don't know.
Have you ever eaten like wild game, like squirrel or rabbit or?
I've eaten
turtle or
pheasant.
Well, duck. Pheasant's not really the same because it's not the
same as duck even. I've had duck.
I've had duck.
Duck's oily and greasy as crap.
It's ducks, but okay, is it better? Are the nuts better than duck? Just say it. Say yes or no. I want a yes or no answer.
Probably.
Beth.
Probably. No. I don't like duck that much.
Okay.
So. Is it like a regular cut of beef?
The easiest thing I can compare it to is maybe like a liver.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Like how it looks when it's prepared. It doesn't look like a regular meat.
I've never eaten liver because I just
liver's good. Liver's good. So it's like a liver. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. I kind of figured that would be the thing. Yeah. All right.
I mean, but I grew up eating all that stuff anyway, like pheasant and not that stuff, but you know,
possum stew.
Wait.
Where have you been? Hanging out with Tommy?
What the hell? Oh, that's good. See? Now we're talking gold.
Now we're talking balls.
Do you eat them one at a time or in pairs?
You pair it with a fine red wine.
No, it's probably white wine, right?
I don't know.
So
I eat bowl testicles. Do you think I know about how I pair wine with food?
What kind of savages do you hang out with? I'm okay with everything right up until there's no wine pairing.
You know what's screwed up? I will say this. I don't know if I've told you this, but so down here they have soups and stews and this and that. But the hottest place
and they have soup and stew.
Dude, totally.
Right. That's like a snow cone stand in Antarctica.
Yeah, well you're right about that, but there are Spanish traditions, you know, the Spaniards did, you know, do a lot of stews and this and that, and they've transferred over to the Caribbean. They just add a little bit of the tropical sort of spices and this and that. But some Caribbean countries toss in, and this is, nothing's going to beat the bull nuts, but they toss in freaking chicken feet, dude.
Yeah. Into
freaking stew, dude. What the hell is that all about?
A good buddy of mine is Jamaican. Moved to the United States when he was like 12 years old. And when I first met him at work, you know, busted his chops and whatever. Hey, bud, what you eating for lunch? Oh, it's chicken's foot soup. And I'd be like, you know, I'd laugh it off because think he's laughing. And then a couple times, man, I saw him come out of the bowl of soup with the chicken foot, like spit the nail out or whatever. I'm like, oh, Spence, that's rough, brother. It is good. It is good. You know, he ate like a perfect. He's one of those guys that he's gonna be 80. He's gonna look like he's 35. The Some perfect diet.
Like they the also oxtail looks pretty good too.
Oh, it's delicious. Oxtail, yeah, that's good. That's good. They also do something I've never freaking had, but I've seen it around because there's a lot of different types of cultures and stuff. They'll have tripe.
Yeah.
I mean, soups or stews are horrible. That's freaking, isn't that intestines and stomach it's and
stomach lining?
Horrible, dude.
I've had tripe. I remember they used to feed it to me when I was little because my great grandparents were still alive and they used to eat it depression style.
Yeah, dude, but it's like, it's horrible. It's got little.
And once you get past the honeycombs and the taste, or not the taste, the texture, it's kind of like a food sponge. I remember eating it in soup.
So like calamari, like eating chewy calamari.
Nah, yeah, maybe if you cooked it poorly.
Mm. Not calamari like, is good. It's all right.
Yeah,
it's
but we're talking about the texture of like a kind of like a rubber band.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that squid is the only creature that has alien DNA.
Do you know that they're delicious with cocktail sauce?
No, octopus. I'm sorry. Octopus. Did I say squid?
Also delicious with cocktail sauce. What a
coincidence. Octopuses have alien DNA. Look it up.
It's a thing.
I still want to go into this, but I don't want to record for another 45 minutes talking about this.
We'll pick it up next week.
Because I feel like we could go really long with that.
I'm just gonna let you know that I heard that the DNA of an octopus is unlike any other creature, more unlike any other creature that lives on Earth. Octopus has no freaking connection.
Yeah, personally, I go with charcoal grilled lemon, a little bit of olive oil, perfect.
A bull's testicle tastes like liver.
It's textured like liver.
May I ask a question about the bull balls? What did they pair it with? Or did
it was paired with a paper plate and a plastic spork.
Not even a toothpick?
Is it breaded as a full ball or is it like smashed down like chicken parm?
Oh no, no, don't smash it. Ow,
it was just like it was just meat.
Like no, dude, that's wrong. Just a I'm big sorry.
Pot of meat.
No, dude, it's wrong. I'm sorry.
It might have had like onions and stuff mixed in.
All right, yeah. No, I'm more about the preparation.
You don't
yeah.
castrate an animal or a creature. You don't take them and eat those nuts, dude.
Well, you're acting like I went out and did it myself. And
I'm grabbing my nuts right now.
I'm pretty sure you do. People that it's not like the people in Ryan's town are the first ones that come up with this.
No, hey, I know.
We should run out to VFW Hall and see if we can feed people bull balls.
Oh, we ate skunk too.
Oh,
that is horrible, yes. Dude.
No, skunk tastes just like any other like small bull animal, like rabbit or something.
Like cat.
General Sow skunk.
Are you telling me? And how did it tasted like what?
Just like rabbit or squirrel.
Okay.
I mean, really, when you get down to it, everything tastes about the same.
Are skunks protected?
Wild game. What's that?
Are skunks a protected species?
No. You can trap just about anything around my area.
Oh, so there's no issues?
There's seasons and stuff.
Oh, okay.
People will trap around here to sell pelts. So...
Yeah, so, okay. I mean, we'll leave it at that, I guess, because, I mean, you know, damn.
Ostrich. We had ostrich, too.
My goodness.
That's not really all that far out there.
Come on, Eloy.
But for goodness sakes.
So what do gator testicles taste like?
Did you say what a gator testicle? Did you just say that?
Yeah.
They have all their sex organs deep inside.
We've talked a lot about animal...
genitalia
animal junk today.
I'm telling you,
It's just all the stuff coursing through those testicles. That's the part that's disturbing.
Oh, yeah.
He's really got a problem with this.
It's horrible. It's like
Eli and these bulls.
It's like you
would encounter all day.
And it's fine. Yeah. Some panko breadcrumbs, a little salt and pepper. I'd eat your nuts.
Probably better fried.
Scrumptious.
So if remember that movie where the airplane crashes in the mountains and people had to think about starting to eat the other humans?
Yeah, the soccer team.
Yeah, the soccer team.
Yeah, they were cutting off flesh from their butts.
That's not the Donner thing? Am I thinking of something different?
You're thinking of the Donner Party back in
right. The Donner Party, come on.
Wasn't that something similar?
That was horse and wagon, though. That was an airplane.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, they got stuck in the mountains in one of the passes trying to make it west, and they had to revert to cannibalism.
That's a terrible thing, dude. I mean, to make that decision. There is something sacred about not eating humans or other things.
Nah, I'd do it.
You'd eat another human being?
Dude, if you and I were hanging out and it was 10 o'clock at night and I didn't want to go to Wendy's, yes, I would eat you.
I would make you into a spicy chicken sandwich.
I'd start with your nuts and I'd pound them flat.
But what about all the stuff that runs through them?
I'm fine with it.
There's no saving society. That just sealed.
Now, are you eating the Rocky Mountain Eloy's first, or are you going straight for the tube steak?
Oh, no.
Yowzer.
Question is, do I eat it typewriter style or the long way?
I've been studying this. I know a lot about it. It tells me a lot about yourself.
Oh, that's a wrap.
He doesn't like it when he's in the center of the chowder circle. And they've been roasting all day.
No, but come on. You guys don't find it disturbing that thing was producing like the possibility of life or, you know, jizz. I don't like the idea.
Eloy, you have to understand that the people that came up with this it's just animal protein. Yeah. And funny enough, protein, but they would never waste that.
Don't get me wrong.
No, but they would just never waste that. They would never waste anything.
It's not bursting open like a chocolate-covered cherry, you savage.
Well, listen.
it's a Cadbury egg.
Yeah. That's what did it for him.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. If that were a natural thing to occur, you'd see McDonald's with, you know, their balls.
No, it's like Doc says. It was back in the day where you didn't waste any part of the animal.
Waste anything.
Right.
You're melting their bones down for glue and using their pelts.
Oh, no, I totally get that.
Right. And then when you're all done, you got the nuts left over. Everybody was like, what do we do with these?
Like, well, I've already made keychains for everyone in the family. Might as well start eating them.
So people back then, their breasts smell like dick all the time.
Oh, man. I think you just really missed the point of that conversation, buddy.